The Valley has a problem with the number of kids who are neither in school nor working. The region has among the highest percentages in the country of so-called disconnected youth between the ages of 16 and 24.
Kristen Lewis is co-director of Measure of America, which is a project of the Social Science Research Council, and has written on this subject. Last fall, her research ranked Phoenix fourth among major metro areas in terms of the most disconnected kids. 2 years ago, Phoenix was the worst. Lewis says this isn't a new phenomenon nationally.
For decades, there have been some kids who are disconnected, but there was a real surge in youth disconnection after the Great Recession. So prior to the recession, about 5 million young people ages 16 to 24 were not working or in school. But after the Great Recession, by the end of the Great Recession, that figure had surged to 5.8 million young people. And that figure has not really budged.
So in reading your report, it looks like the Phoenix area has gotten better over the last year or so, but still not great.
Right. So when we did this analysis a couple years back, Phoenix had the highest youth disconnection rate among the 25 largest metro areas. It was 18.8 at that time. And the rate now has indeed gone down a bit. So now it's 17.2. Still in the bottom five, unfortunately.
What were the other cities in the bottom with Phoenix?
So at the top of the list in terms of low levels of youth disconnection are Boston, Minneapolis, Washington, D.C., San Diego, and San Francisco. The bottom five are Portland, Phoenix, Charlotte, Detroit, and Riverside, San Bernardino.
Are there any traits that, looking at those five cities in the bottom, that they all seem to share, or attributes that seem to have them in common?
Well, we found a few things related to neighborhood conditions that I think are really important to keep in mind. Basically, disconnected young people tend to come from neighborhoods where adults are also, in a sense, disconnected. We also found that the sharp inequalities among neighborhoods and cities are really nothing new. The rate of youth disconnection by neighborhood in 2000 is highly predictive of the rate of youth disconnection in the same neighborhoods in 2010, 2011.
So what do we do about this? How do we fix it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I wish there were a super easy answer. But so I would say three things. First, we can't give up on the kids who are disengaged today. But a much more effective strategy over the long term is preventing youth disconnection. So keeping kids from dropping out of school and dropping out of mainstream society is easier than kind of luring them back in. Another important thing is that although some study beyond high school is really critical for success and economic security these days, the whole sort of college for all idea is kind of blocking out meaningful alternatives for some young adults and sending a message that anything but a four-year bachelor's degree is somehow second best. And last but not least, setting meaningful targets is really, really important. So setting a target to reduce youth disconnection in Phoenix from 17.2% to, say, 14 or 15%, which is the national average, you know, that would be a really good goal. Cutting in half the gaps between different groups or different places would also be a great goal.
Kristen Lewis is co-director of Measure of America in New York. With the Valley's ranking, groups here have been trying to reduce the percentage of disconnected kids. One of them is the Helios Education Foundation, which has helped give mayors statewide a forum to talk about the issue. Barbara Ryan Thompson is Helios's chief operating officer and says a key goal is to get kids who have disconnected to re-engage.
I think education is at the heart of it. I mean, in terms of making sure that students stay engaged or get re-engaged. There's so many factors that lead to disengagement, I think. It could be family situation, you know, what goes on from the time students leave the school building. But also, I think there are probably many students who don't see where the education is going to take them, and they feel they start to disconnect. So I think education is a key point. But when you're looking at disconnected youth, or what we've sort of, through some of our other work, have started referring to these youth as opportunity youth, because they are a huge opportunity for us. Yeah, there are other factors that, you know, the juvenile justice system, higher education, other social services, all of those are parties and actors that really need to be engaged in the discussion around opportunity youth and how to re-engage them.
So is the goal then to show some of these kids that yes, it makes sense to go back to school or to try to maybe get a technical degree or something because you can get a job, you can maybe get a better job than what you'd be able to do without?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's throughout the country, and I think there's some efforts here in Arizona to really look at ways to re-engage these students, to really get them back on a path to school and education, whatever that means for them and whatever is most appropriate for them, but leading them on to really a livable career.
That kind of sounds like a tough sell.
I think it is. You know, I think it requires a lot of parties, I think.
How optimistic are you that we'll be able to get this thing turned around?
You know, I we're doing a lot of work at Helios across the education continuum in terms of really trying to prevent students from disconnecting. So, you know, we know there are so many really important points across the education continuum, reading at grade level by the end of third grade, which is a big focus for us, and actually helping, working with schools to make sure that we're creating engaging programs and ensuring that students graduate from high school, college, and career ready and are able to move on to get a post-secondary degree or certificate. So I think there's a lot of effort and focus on that. I think we're seeing that we've got a real concern around the sort of the educational outcomes for our students to begin with. And I hope that will help students from disengaging along the way.
Barbara Ryan Thompson is the Chief Operating Officer of the Helios Education Foundation.